You can flip anything. You can flip a watch. You can flip a pair of shoes. You can flip a car, a house, an apartment building, a couch. You can flip pretty much anything if there's a demand. If you're going to give somebody some value and somebody's looking for that, that's pretty much it.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, I want to give you guys a quick recap of our last billion-dollar boardroom mastermind that we held in Orlando, Florida from November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So we had pretty good speakers. Actually, we had awesome speakers fly in from all over the country to share to our group. And here are a couple of takeaways from that weekend. Well, number one is we had a lady, her name is Erin. She came, she used to actually work in the government contracting office. She was the one that would like basically deny applications or let you know like, hey, what you're missing a lot of stuff when you wanted to get a government grant, okay? So she was there and she was speaking to us about what she does now, right? She helps entrepreneurs, business people, real estate investors. She helps them get government contracts. She'll actually help you fill out the form or she'll do it for you, whatever it is you're trying to do. So that was pretty good because she knows the ins and outs of that business because she was the one that would approve those grants. And there's billions and billions of dollars out there in government grants, right? You could provide water bottles, toilet paper. I mean, there's so many contracts out there. So she talked about businesses for the guys who own business in our mastermind, but also there's a lot of money out there for real estate. If you do affordable housing, if you do new construction, there's ways to structure it, to stack it up. There's a way you can stack up your company so you're not guaranteed, but your odds of getting approved to getting these loans and this free money basically from the government, they go sky high because she knows how to do that. So that was one of my takeaways from this mastermind was Erin coming in and speaking to the group about those government contracts. The second takeaway that I had was we had an ex-executive from Disney. He actually helped create the Disney app. If you guys ever been to Disney, we went to Disney a couple of days later. But like the app for the map and all kinds of stuff, that everything that has to do with technology, who is one of the guys in charge that he created those kind of apps. And while he was there, he was talking about how he owns about 20 different businesses and how they are run virtually. They're all run virtually by virtual assistants, you know, all over the country, all over the world. They run his businesses. And he talked about how he goes and he acquires online businesses. He comes in, puts a team together, and he takes the actual customer base and he multiplies it, doubles it, triples it, 10x that business with a group of people that he just puts in charge. He doesn't do much. And then he turns around and then he sells it. He basically flips online businesses. That was actually pretty, pretty neat for me because, you know, you can flip anything. You can flip a watch. You can flip a pair of shoes. You can flip a car, a house, an apartment building, a couch. You can flip pretty much anything if there's a demand, right? If you're going to give somebody some value and somebody's looking for that, that's pretty much it. I mean, if you find something at a good deal, you work on it, you make it worth more, and you can maybe even sell it at a discount, leave some meat on the bone for the next person, and they can take it off and running. Or what he also does is he grabs maybe 4, 5, 6, 10, 15 of these businesses, packages them all up, and then he sells them to a big company that come in and say, okay, great, I want this technology or I want this customer base. They might trash the businesses, but they want the customer base. They want that email list. They want that, you know, they want to have access to those clients that were paying for that particular service. So I did not know that existed. Well, in that kind of scale, and he kind of broke it down and talked about how he's made, the guy was like 32 years old, how he's made millions of dollars just doing those online businesses. The third takeaway that I had from the mastermind, which actually is my favorite, is actually all the networking that we did, right? We did 9:30 to 3 o'clock. We were done. We went out. We had a good time. Went to a museum. We went out. We had some dinner. One day we went on a bar crawl from like 8 to like 1 in the morning. That was actually a 5-hour bar crawl. I never thought that we'd make it for 5 hours, but about 80% of the crew stuck it out with us. And it was, we ended it out in a great location, a great atmosphere, a great bar. We hanged out till about, I hanged out till about midnight and I went home, but everybody else stayed there till 1, 1:30. And they had a good time. Nobody got hurt. Everybody got home safe. and it was a blast. And those connections that you make, they're pretty, pretty amazing, because that's where you're gonna connect, and that's how you're gonna make, you're gonna move forward, and you're gonna create more business, more opportunities, partnerships, and you know, just amazing. Now, my bonus takeaway for you guys is I have a gentleman in my mastermind that has a fund of $25 million. And the very first day that he was there, he got an LOI from a big company, a big fund, saying, we promised you $100 million. And, you know, fingers crossed, it closes at the end of November. So he started with a $25 million fund. He actually spoke about that in our previous meeting, how he started that fund. And now instead of being 25, it's going to be 125, which he will deploy in our group, which is even the word awesomer. It's not even a word, right? So that's pretty cool. That was probably the bonus. That was the biggest takeaway, but that's the bonus takeaway. But without the networking, without the collaboration, without the just hanging out together, you know, you got to build that trust and that credibility. They see what you're doing, and people are going to come in and give you money, give you projects for you to partner on. That was the takeaway for the $1 billion boardroom mastermind we had in Orlando. I want to see you at the next one. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.